we're going to say, we won!
It was good to be Kellyanne Gray this weekend. The Fort Worth District 8 councilwoman has held office just 9 months. She faced well-known challenger Kathleen Hicks, who'd served 7 years on the council, stepped down to run for Congress, lost, and was trying to regain her council seat. But Gray won easily with a 10-point margin.
Ms. Hicks was our council person for 7 years, but I'm not a stranger to the community. So I was born and raised in Fort Worth. You're standing in the neighborhood where I have lived my entire life. I have, for many, many years, worked in the community.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price said Kelly worked hard and had done a good job.
Her constituents were very pleased with how open she is and willing to work with them and be out in the neighborhoods. Kathleen's done a great job on hers, but I think that Kelly's star is up there right now.
In North Fort Worth District 2, 8-year incumbent Sal Espino saw his star stay bright. Current Tarrant Regional Water Board member and past city councilman Jim Lane was running to regain his council seat, but Espino won re-election by 10 points.
I think that Fort Worth voters are saying that they want to keep moving our city forward. I think that Mr. Lane had served on the council 12 years on the water board. I think they're saying, Jim, you need to stay on the water board. Sal, you're doing a great job. If I may borrow a cliche, the torch has been passed to a new generation of leadership.
In District 4, incumbent Danny Scarth easily beat Paul Gardner. But in Council District 5, there will be a runoff between incumbent Frank Moss, who received 44% of the vote, and first-time challenger Gina Bivens, who pulled 47%. They'll meet again June 15th. The rest of the council now looks ahead. Mayor Price, Espino, and Gray say voters are demanding transportation and infrastructure improvements. As a result, they expect a $276 million bond package in 2014. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.